In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's Gospel, St. Mark relates the miracle which our Savior wrought in healing the man that was dumb, or mute, by barely touching his tongue. The scripture says, he touched his tongue, and the string of his tongue was loosed. From the last words, we can infer that the man was not entirely dumb, but that his tongue was not free, so that his articulation and speech was not distinct. Thus, St. Mark tells us that after the miracle, he spoke right. Let's make the application to ourselves. The dumb man stood in need of a miracle to loose his tongue, to heal his speech, and to take away this impediment under which he labored. But how many are there on whom God would confer a wonderful grace if he bound their tongues, rather than loosed them, so that they would cease to speak immodestly? This vice does great injury to those around us and to ourselves. The man who speaks immodestly does great injury, first of all, to those who listen to him. In explaining the 140th Psalm, St. Augustine calls those who speak obscenely the mediators of Satan, or the ministers of Lucifer, because by their language, the demon of impurity gets access to souls, which by his own suggestions alone he could not enter. Of their accursed tongues, St. James says, the tongue is a fire, being set on fire by hell. He says that the tongue is a fire kindled by hell, with which they who speak obscenely burn themselves and others. The obscene tongue may be said to be the tongue of the third person, of which the Book of Wisdom, or Ecclesiasticus, says, the tongue of a third person hath disquieted many and scattered them from nation to nation. Now the spiritual tongue speaks of God, the worldly tongue of worldly affairs, but the tongue of the, what the scriptures refers to as this third person, is a tongue of hell, which speaks of the impurities of the flesh. This is the tongue that perverts many and brings them to perdition, eternal loss. Speaking of the life of men on this earth, the royal prophet says, let their way become dark and slippery. Psalm 34. In this life, men walk in the midst of darkness, that is, in a slippery way, and hence they are in danger of falling at every step, unless they cautiously examine the road on which they walk and carefully avoid the dangerous steps, the occasions of sin. Now, if in treading this slippery way, frequent efforts were made to throw them down, would it not be a miracle if they did not fall? The mediators of Satan, however, who speak obscenely, impel others to sin, who as long as they live on this earth walk in the midst of darkness, and as long as they remain in the flesh, are in danger of falling into many vices, and particularly the vice of impurity. The stroke of a whip, says again, the Book of Ecclesiasticus, maketh a blue mark, but the stroke of a tongue will break the bones. The wounds of the lash are just wounds of the flesh, but the wounds of the obscene tongue are wounds which infect the very bones of those who listen to its language. St. Bernardino of Siena relates that a virgin who led a holy life for many years, at hearing an obscene word from a young man one day, fell into a bad thought and afterwards abandoned herself to the vice of impurity to such a degree that, the saint says, if the devil himself had taken human flesh, he could not have committed so many sins of the kind that she committed. The misfortune is that the mouths of hell that frequently utter immodest words regard them as not very much, as trifles, and are careless about confessing them. And when rebuked for them, they may answer, I'm just joking. I say these words in jest, without malice. But these jests make the devil laugh and shall make the ones who utter them weep for eternity in hell. In the first place, it is useless to say that we utter such words without malice, for when we use such expressions, it is very difficult for us to abstain from acts against purity. According to St. Jerome, He that delights in words is not far from the act. In addition, let us be on our guard against a certain ignorance on our part. Let us be careful in our usage of certain words and expressions that we may currently consider harmless. There are, in fact, certain expressions, or at least one, which has passed into common parlance and which we even hear among ourselves from time to time, which are vulgar and immodest in origin, and we would do better to simply avoid such speech. Consider this problem in another light. Immodest words which are spoken before persons of the opposite sex, for these are always accompanied with a certain sinful complacency. It is not the scandal we give to others criminal to utter a single obscene word, and you shall bring into sin all who listen to you. This is the doctrine of Saint Bernard, who says, one speaks, and he utters only one word, but he kills the souls of a multitude of hearers. It is a greater sin than if by accidentally shooting off a gun we had murdered many persons, because then we would have only killed their bodies. By speaking obscenely, it is souls that are killed. In a word, immodest, obscene tongues could be called the ruin of the world. One of them does more mischief than 100 devils, because it is the cause of the perdition of many souls. And this is not my language, it is the language of the Holy Ghost in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, verse 28. A slippery mouth worketh ruin. And when is it that this havoc of souls is effected, that such grievous insults are offered to God? Especially in the summertime, a time when God bestows upon us, oftentimes, the greatest temporal blessings, especially the blessings of the earth. It is then that there are many sins committed by obscene words, as there are grains of corn or bunches of grapes. How does God bear with us, and who is the cause of these sins? They who speak immodestly are the cause of them. Thus, they must render an account to God, and they shall be punished for all the sins committed by those who hear them, according to the book of Ezekiel. I will require his blood at thy hand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.